Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. We all know that there's an obligation to daven, to pray to Hashem, but what is the source of this obligation? Because if you think about it, the nature of our prayers is going to vary depending on what we see as the requirement to pray to God in the first place. So here's Rabbi Weil from his series, Rabbi Weil on Tefillah, in a shiur called How to Have an Open and Honest Rendezvous with the Almighty, in which he discusses this question and provides some very stimulating food for thought.
What's the mechayev? What obligates us in the mitzvah of prayer? What obligates us in davening and relating to Hashem? So you see the Ramban in Parshas Baaloscha quotes the verse by the Chatzotzros, by the trumpets, Al Tzar HaTzorah Eschem, if there is an enemy oppressing you, if there's a famine, if there's a plague, there's objective tzara. What is our response? Our response is v'hareyosem b'chatzotzros. We cry out using the vehicle of tefillah. See, there's two types of tefillah. There's a tefillah, intellectual-based tefillah of ideas and thoughts, and then there's the crying out of the heart, the broken person, the teruah that we're familiar with. What is Rosh Hashanah called? Yom teruah. We cry out, a broken-hearted person. The shvarim are the person who's moaning and groaning. The teruah is like a crying like a child. The shvarim teruah is the breaking down of the person. Just starts out crying in a moaning way and then just totally breaks down and cries like a child. Shvarim teruah. So we cry out to God. When do we have an obligation to cry out to God, to reach out to God? When there's an objective tzara. That's the Ramban. The Rambam, on the other hand, the second paragraph of Shema that we say every morning, every evening, he quotes the verse, Ulavdo b'chol levavchem. You worship God with all of your heart. And the Rambam says there's an obligation to pray every day. To pray every day. Not just at a time of objective crisis. So here's the question. What's the machlokas? What's the nekudas machlokas? We never, in Lumdus, we never want to say, well, the Rambam's in right field, he says you should pray every day, and the Ramban's in left field in time of objective crisis. What do they argue? What do they agree upon, first and foremost? And then what is the nekudas machlokas? And the Rav explained very beautifully. You'll see this in Rayanot al Tefillah, and it's in translated into English in Worship of the Heart. The Rav said the following, that really the machlokas, the nekudas machlokas, that fulcrum, that pivot which they disagree upon is very narrow, is very close. And we always like to do that with any machlokas, whether it's in the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Rishonim. You know what? They both agree. The Ramban and the Rambam, that the mechayev, what obligates a person to daven, is eis tzara, being in a state of crisis. A state of crisis, that is what generates the obligation to relate to God, to communicate to God. But the machlokas hinges over what is an eis tzara. How do you define eis tzara? According to the Ramban, we've said, it's an objective state, war, famine, disease. According to the Rambam, eis tzara is being a human being alive. Existentially, a human being isn't an eis tzara. What does that mean? That's why ulavdo b'chol levavchem. You constantly have an obligation. You constantly have a need to relate to God, to worship the Almighty.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on outorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.